Yeah, so I'd like to offer some instructions for today. And we've been practicing with the these foundations of mindfulness, the first three of the body, feeling tones, mind states, meaning this whole realm of thoughts, emotions, stories, narratives, identifications, these mind states that are effervescent, just like the feeling tones, just like the breath that comes in and out, the sounds that arise and pass away, this mark of change. To everything there is a season, and it turns and turns and turns. And the fourth foundation, sometimes I like to refer to them more as a collection of very important teachings, as a lot of the Dharma talks are coming out of that, of the hindrances, factors of awakening, the noble truths, the sense spaces, the sense of identity with aggregates that perhaps we'll be speaking a little bit further about later. But today we're going to kind of bring together in a very spontaneous and natural way these first three foundations. Practice is called open awareness. This is the most fluid of mindfulness meditation practices, reflective of whatever is present that's prominent and distinct, which is a very helpful resource. Whatever's prominent and distinct, various times certain things will arise that become more into the foreground of awareness, and perhaps later recede into the background as something from the background comes into the foreground. So for example, sitting here right now, just aware of the sitting posture, feeling the bench on my bottom, feeling my cool fingers, hearing the sounds in the distance, beginning to wonder with my mind states, what am I going to say next? So sitting in the midst of this life stream and being mindful of whatever is coming downstream. This, again, is the most natural and just in real time, whatever is present that's prominent and distinct. It could be a sound, a sensation, a flurry of different thoughts or emotions. It's important to understand that it's not helpful to try to take it all in at once. That will create an overload. Just whatever's presenting itself, whatever's compelling. If the breath becomes compelling, then just being with the breath. If a sound arises, it's more compelling than being with the sound and experiencing that whatever does arise passes away. This body-mind is a dynamic organism. His senses are wired to the various stimuli as well as to the mind itself. And of course, the mind has its own thing of thoughts and emotions. And so just sitting in the now and just being mindful of whatever's presenting itself that's prominent and distinct. So you don't have to try to look for it. Sometimes it's an old basketball wisdom, you got to let the ball come to you. So no need to try to find something to bring attention to, try to make something happen, just allowing. That teacher I was referring to yesterday, Achyun Chah, giving the Dharma talk about the cup and how much he liked it, had another little pithy saying about this practice. And then he offers a challenge. He says, as you sit in the present moment, to grasp at nothing and resist nothing. Grasping at nothing and resisting nothing. Then he ends with this challenge, this invitation. Do you dare? Do you dare, grasping at nothing and resisting nothing, that quality of letting be, allowing, whatever comes into awareness without censorship, as best we can, without grasping, without resisting, just letting things be as they are within the body and the mind. It's also helpful to know that if you come to a place where you're kind of confused or overwhelmed or not sure where to bring attention to, that's always a signal that might be useful at that moment to come back to the body, be it the breath or sounds or sensations, whichever object you've been bringing attention to, anchoring into your home base, if you will. Just come back to that. Just, for example, just being with the breath in and out. And then quite naturally, at a certain point, a sound may draw your attention, and just be with hearing. A flurry of different thoughts and emotions, just being with them. So if we can do it in this natural way. So this is bringing together whatever's arising within these first three foundations. Now we're in more of an open awareness, just to be with whatever's arising. And of course, as we stay with what's arising, it has its duration and it has its cessation, for whatever appears, disappears. Touching upon the ephemeral nature of things, grasping at nothing and resisting nothing. Get simplified to two words, let be, to one word, allow. Just offer a little bit more before going into the silence. Again, from Achan Cha, offers a beautiful kind of metaphor about a still forest pool. And he invites to come and to sit by a still forest pool. And all kinds of wonderful and strange and mysterious creatures will come and go, but you will be still. And in time, you will come to understand the nature of all things. And then you will know the happiness and the peace of the Buddha, the one who has awakened, learning to keep our mind still in any surrounding, like a clear forest pool, is our ability to sit and to be with things as they are. And all those wonderful and strange and mysterious animals that come and go are the very constructions, fabrications, identifications, beliefs, conceptualizations of one's mind. But you will be still. And in time, you will come to understand the nature of things as we see through or understand more of the conditioning, the narratives. This understanding supports that you will know the happiness and the peace of one who's beginning to awaken, beginning to understand these stories and narratives and conditioning by a willingness to sit and to be with things as they are, to allow. And again, if you're feeling confused or lost, coming back to one object is a wonderful antidote to steady. And then opening back up again and just experiencing this dynamic nature of change within the body and mind. Again, like sitting in the midst of the life stream. And being mindful, experiencing whatever's coming downstream, without grasping, without resisting, and kindly attending, and being present. And just to offer another metaphor of like the sky that's made of air. And no matter what type of weather system is in the sky just gives space. And that space allows whatever weather to shift and move. So just giving space, allowing, without censorship, without grasping, without resisting, as best we can. If there is the resisting and the grasping, then experiencing that and giving that space to feel into whatever is present. And of course, what arises will eventually pass. So this kind attending and being present. And as we develop with our practice, it's a practice. So this kind attending, we're developing this in time, an ability to develop greater stability in the midst of it all by letting be, letting things run their course without grasping, without resisting. But again, if there is resisting and grasping, then just letting that be and experiencing it. It has, too, its beginning, middle, and ending. To allow. I'll offer you a reading from Myuro Suzuki. It says, green mountains have turned yellow so many times. The troubles and the worries of the world of things no longer bothers me. Yet one grain of dust in the eyes will render the world too small to see. When the mind is still, the floor where I sit is endless space. The ability developing greater stability in the midst of it all. The floor where I sit becomes empty space, just phenomena rising and passing. May all beings here and everywhere find the gateways into their hearts to grow with greater wisdom and compassion, and may there be peace.